Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Welcome back. Last week, we brought you the shocking findings of Dr. Susan Finnerty on the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. Well, one of her report's many criticisms was about how the service deals with people with autism. Responding to the report, Adam Harris from the autism charity As I Am said the report failed to adequately address the level of discrimination faced by autistic young people as a matter of HSE policy. Well, Adam Harris joins me now ahead of the As I Am National Autism Conference, which is on tomorrow in Malahide in County Dublin. Adam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
You might talk to me a little bit more, if you will, about those comments about the CAMHS report.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think like everybody across the country, members of the autism community were quite horrified with the very stark findings of Dr. Finnerty, and were very welcoming of the two key recommendations, and that is that there be a review of all open cases within CAMHS, and critically that the CAMHS urgently begins to be regulated by the Mental Health Commission. However, what we are concerned about is the report's failure today to address the very significant structural discrimination that presently exists for autistic children and young people trying to access mental health services in Ireland. There's a reality that autistic children are 28 times more likely to contemplate suicide than their neurotypical peers, but a real structural discrimination exists. If two students in school today break their leg, and one is autistic and one is not, both can present at hospital and receive care at their point of presentation. However, if you're an autistic young person who receives a mental health crisis, who begins to self-harm or experience anxiety or depression, very often what happens is autistic people are turned away from mental health services. Mental health services say this is a matter for disability services, who in turn refer back to mental health services. And what we have is a structural inequality that is actually provided for within the CAMHS standard operating procedures. I think there's a very clear medicalized model that continues to persist in terms of the approach to autism, which worryingly in particular leads to a position where we're pathologizing autism and making assumptions about why autistic people need mental health care.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that the CAMHS report should have gone further in pointing out and underlining this discrimination, this structural or systematic discrimination.
Indeed. Well, I think what the report does in a number of places is it actually draws attention to where CAMHS teams have continued to treat autistic patients, as opposed to question why this is not a reality across the board. You know, we are talking about a scenario where the HSE repeatedly has failed to address this issue. Just last summer, there was a scenario when the CAMHS prescription audit was taking place. There was an active effort to discriminate and exclude autistic patients from that review, even though many autistic young people are on prescribed medications for mental health conditions and indeed undiagnosed mental health conditions. What we're also concerned about is some of the language in the report, in particular a reference to the term uncomplicated autism, which seems to in some way minimize the experiences of autistic people, or indeed place autism in a medical context instead of recognizing that autism is a different way of thinking. And like all minds, autistic people can experience mental health difficulties and need timely treatment and support.
Mm-hmm. I can understand now as you're talking, Adam, why the conference theme tomorrow is Same Chance, Removing Barriers for Autistic People. I mean, it's not just this discrimination that you outline here that your members are experiencing, obviously.
No, unfortunately, autistic people right across Irish society face barriers that aren't experienced by other people. And they start from the basic access to a school place through to the ability to participate in community activities, following on to the opportunity to get a job. In a recent survey by As I Am, nearly 90% of our community said that they felt they lived in communities that didn't understand enough about autism, that didn't know how to communicate, include and empower autistic people living within the community. And the consequences of that are stark. We know that autistic people, 85%, are unemployed or underemployed. Autistic people are four times more likely to experience loneliness. And indeed, for many families of children on the autism spectrum, there's additional costs of €28,000 per year to raise a child on the spectrum. These are stark statistics that actually have nothing to do with an autism diagnosis. You don't have to be under any of those pressures in order to receive an autism diagnosis. They're very linked to how our society is choosing to respond to autistic people. We've certainly gone away in terms of awareness, but we've a long way to go in terms of true understanding and acceptance. So we're bringing together 400 people from all across the country to have this conversation tomorrow. Autistic people, family members and professionals. Indeed, for those who can't be in the room, we'll also be streaming the conference online.
Well, which will be of huge benefit to people who just can't make the conference. This is the first As I Am in-person conference, isn't it, since the pandemic began? I mean, what impact, do you know, did the pandemic have on people with autism?
Very significant. So I suppose, you know, at the start of the pandemic, we heard that term that we're all in the one boat. I think we very quickly realized that we were all in actually very different. We all might have been in the one storm, but we were all in very different boats. Mm-hmm. And the consequences for that in our organization is we saw a 300% increase in queries for support. We decided we needed to respond rapidly to that. So we actually doubled the size of our team. We established an autism information line, and over the last year have supported over 3,000 people. And indeed have provided group-based supports to over 1,000 people. And that's because we know the short-term impact of the pandemic, what the loss of routine, the loss of structure, the closure of vital support services, the longest school closure period in Europe. But we don't know the long-term impact. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to be optimistic as well. What we have to reflect on is so much of how our world works was called into questions during the pandemic. And there's now an opportunity as society comes to grips with normality again to say, how can we do things in a way that works for everyone, that empowers everybody, and that enables every autistic person to fully participate and give of their skills to society? And that's what our conference will be exploring tomorrow. Very conscious for people listening as well that, you know, it can be, feel like nobody's on your side. No can be the word that perhaps you hear most often. But As I Am is there to help and support, and people can contact our autism information line on 0818 234 234.
Okay, well, let's finish on that note of hope and reaching out the hand of help. The conference tomorrow is on, as I say, in Malahide in County Dublin, and you can get more details on asiam.ie as well. Adam Harris, thank you very much indeed.